Let's face it, it's human nature to want to be social, even in the midst of a global pandemic. Thanks to a spike in COVID-19 cases in most of the country, including here in the Commonwealth, we're still being asked to wear our masks and practice social distancing. But this is also the heart of the summer tourism season, especially for Kentucky's signature bourbon industry. Distilleries were allowed to reopen to the public in late June, so recently, I dropped in on Buffalo Trace Distillery in Frankfort to see how they're handling our new normal.
It says Trace Tour, what is number two, I think, on there, the dark green wristband. We'll get started. So come on right out here.
Lee Coward leads us on a tour across the grounds. But before we get going, some very important ground rules.
And so what we'll be doing on the tour, we'll be standing and talking a little bit. You'll be on an X. We'll move to another location. You'll try to keep your distance as we move. We'll find another place. You'll find your X, and we'll kind of move it along that way. So these are designed to be 6 feet apart. Obviously, you're going to need to keep your mask on the entire time and wear it appropriately.
On this day, the general level of compliance is good. Scofflaws, however, do get a reminder.
Excuse me, sir. Sir, can you keep your mask on until you get to your vehicle, please? Thank you.
And with that, our reduced party proceeds to learn the finer points of Kentucky's signature spirit, which, despite the current conditions, remains quite healthy.
Over the next couple of years, we're going to literally be doubling our production. So whatever your favorite spirit is, whatever you've been looking for, you haven't been able to find, we are going to be making more. Sazerac is investing $1.2 billion in this distillery over the next several years.
But no bourbon experience tour would be complete without sampling the goods, and Buffalo Trace also makes sure everyone can still do that safely. In one of their brand new tasting rooms, each participant stands behind their own table while Lee takes his place behind the bar and a very tall sheet of plexiglass.
All right, now you can take your masks off. This is the big reveal, you know. Okay, now we got two bourbons. Let me tell you about both of them, and then I'll tell you how we'll work through the sampling of these two, okay? The first of these bourbons is Buffalo Trace, our flagship bourbon. It has drastically changed a lot of what we do. We're limiting the numbers of people. Everything's by reservation. We had to change some of the tour routes and things like that, and obviously the masking and sanitation. But it seems to be pretty well received, very well received, in fact. And we're getting used to the new world. And the tours themselves seem to be going very, very well.
Anybody complain at all about any kind of regulations? Like, well, why do I have to do this?
No, I think because people really want to come and see us, and they really like our distillery, they like our tours, they like our products. I think they're willing to go along with the safety guidelines that we have in place. We've gotten very, very little pushback on the safety requirements.
And the reviews? Dave and Dina Wiggin are up from Jackson, Texas. They told me they're happy just to get out of the house.
Working from home for 4 months. It's been tough. We needed a break from everything.
Retirees Joe and Linda Sartori are on a month-long RV adventure. Home base for them is South Carolina.
We like the bourbons, like the tour. Our tour guide was very informative. Yeah.
And the mask didn't get in the way or anything of that nature?
No, they're just, you know, an inconvenience, but we'll live with it.
And it seems like that's what we're all doing a lot more of these days.
So I want to thank you all for coming out and spending some time with us. Hope you had a good time. Hope you maybe learned a little something you didn't already know. Do come back and see us again.
For WUKY News, I'm Alan Lytle.